Welcome to episode 13 of On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. This episode, we've got some rhythm and blues from Robert Cray and High Rhythm. We go down under for one from the debut by the band The Meltdown. We also get to some of our regional favorites like Malcolm Holcomb and Timothy Seth Avett, who's got a new solo record. We'll get some rock and roll in there as well as our DJ for a day. We're talking about engineering with Jim Liverette, who works here at Isothermal Community College. And we'll feature the segue of the week, going back to a hit from about 50 years ago by the Everly Brothers. Let's get it started off with this one. It was recorded in Royal Studios in Memphis. It's Robert Cray and High Rhythm. You Must Believe in Yourself.
Got to lose.
Album from Melbourne, Australia, country and soul band The Meltdown. The tune Don't Hesitate from their self-titled album. It features lead singer Simon Burke, and he's not to be confused with the Australian actor of the same name. Simon Burke has also had two solo albums before getting together with The Meltdown. They've been getting rave reviews in Australia, and they've moved into the top 10 there on the independent album chart. Robert Cray and High Rhythm started the show. That was recorded at Willie Mitchell's legendary Royal Studios in Memphis. And some of the members of the band played on those classic Al Green records of the 1970s. This song was originally recorded in 1970 by Johnny Copeland, and then it also got recorded by O.V. Wright in 1973. Now let's get to the 23rd album from Robin Hitchcock. It's self-titled, and this is I Wanna Tell You About What I Want.
You think I'm a thug? I hear you thinking I'm a thug, sentimental like a thug. Well, I like the physique, but yes, sir, it's a brutal try.
We die for pearls in the train and hold dying competitions. Who can squirt blood furthest into the mouths of our cannibal overlords? I want to tell you.
I'm ungenerous? Really? In what way?
The more you give someone, the more they want from you. Rubbish people is fun. It's second to none in the joy that it brings to the self-righteous mind. Ah. Monomachismo. And the only God should be the God of L-O-V-E. I
That's the band Gold Star and the tune San Francisco Good Times from the new record Big Blue. That's Marlon Robenreither, the singer-songwriter and producer from Los Angeles. Big Blue is named after his ramshackle Hollywood home where he recorded the album. And his last record was in 2015 called Dark Days. Ahead of that, we stayed in California, the Southern California surf punk outfit The Buttertones and the tune Ghost Safari from their new one called Grave Digging. They formed in 2011 as a bedroom project and released a cassette-only debut shortly thereafter. When asked what attracts the band to the sounds of the 50s and the 60s, bassist Sean Redman said, "For anyone trying to create popular music, it's important to go to the source. Music from the mid-20th century still resonates today, and we've always identified with the outsider perspective of early rock and roll." Ahead of that, Robin Hitchcock from his self-titled record, I Want to Tell You About What I Want, produced by the raconteur's Brendan Benson, who, when he signed up for the project, asked Robin Hitchcock if he could get the record to sound like those Soft Boys records from back in the 70s when Robin Hitchcock was in the Soft Boys. And Robin Hitchcock agreed. He used the same kind of instrumentation on this one. Robin Hitchcock told NPR that this song is his version of, quote, world empathy. He said, "Either we will eventually become extinct and be replaced by cats with articulated thumbs, or we will become empathic and mildly telepathic. There is obviously some evolutionary step between human and angel that needs to take place." Gillian Welch, Grantley Phillips, and Pat Sansone of Wilco also appear on this record. Next up, we get a glimpse of what life is like for the radio engineer here at WNCW on DJ for a Day. Here we are at another DJ for a Day on WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I am joined by Isothermal Community College's Jim Liverette, and we're talking about the world of radio engineering. He's been up on Klingman's Peak in Yancey County many, many times up at our transmitting facility. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you, Joe.
So, first of all, we're here in Spindale. Take us on a little trip up the mountain to Klingman's Peak, because I think it's only 45 miles or so in a direct line, but it takes you 2 hours to get there.
Yeah, about an hour and a half in good weather to get up there, you know, by the time you drive up Highway 80 and up the parkway and unlock gates and get in. It's about an hour and a half in good weather. Bad weather, it can take over 2 hours.
And down here, it can be good weather, but up there, maybe not.
Yeah, being up there is, we kind of figured out finally because of the altitude, which is about 6,650 feet. It's kind of like being somewhere in the middle latitudes of Canada as far as the weather, really throughout the winter and summer. So spring comes very late, very short summer there, a whole lot of winter, a whole lot of snow and ice.
People love the fact that you can get WNCW on your radio from an area going from roughly Knoxville to Charlotte, from the Virginias down into North Georgia. It's because that we're so high up, but that comes at a price.
Yeah, the price you pay is the climate that you have to deal with up there. The wintertime can be pretty brutal because of the ice and snow that you get. It makes it difficult to get to the site, like I mentioned a while ago. And also just the power. You know, you get power lines that are running up the side of the mountain to the top of Klingman's Peak and on up to Mount Mitchell. And those lines get covered in ice, and sometimes they break. And even if they don't, the winds and the ice cause a lot of power spikes and just a lot of dirty power that electronic equipment doesn't like very much.
I like it when people call in from all around and tell us that they're listening to the signal. And I've gotten calls a number of times from Columbia, South Carolina, saying that they're picking us up on a regular basis. Now, Columbia is another 100 miles from Spindale, and it just blew my mind that the signal could travel that far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was probably something that was more common in the past in the early days of WNCW, is the FCC has opened up filing windows for more stations to come on the air. We're getting more frequencies that are being filled up throughout the FM band now. It's not that more stations are building right around 88.7, but just stations in general are causing more and more RF radiation and noise out there, which makes it harder to pick up any signal, you know, from any radio station. And that's a problem that has just gotten worse with the advent of more low-power FM stations that have just come on the air here recently in the past year or so.
Jim, radio has been around for a long time. Radio isn't going anywhere anytime soon, but the whole field of radio engineering, there's a kind of a dwindling pool of talent. What's going on with that?
There just aren't as many people going into broadcast engineering as a career. You know, there are still people that are working in electronics and a lot of people that are working with IT. And broadcast engineering requires a lot of IT skills these days because you're working with so many devices in the studios and the transmitter and everywhere that are tied to a network, just like a computer. They are computers. So you do have to have networking skills, but you still have to have RF skills. Electronics RF skills, that you know how to go into a transmitter, high power transmitter, and diagnose problems with it and deal with the, you know, special field of broadcasting, you know, which is, you know, dealing with RF radiation and signal propagation and things that people in the IT field don't have to deal with. You know, there's a lot of thought these days in some circles that you can just replace engineers with IT people because they already know about computers and all that, but that's still only, you know, part of the duties that you know, the engineer has to perform on a regular basis, and you still need to have those skills working with high-powered RF transmitters. And there's fewer and fewer engineers out there working in the field and mentoring, you know, new engineers that are coming along and teaching them the skills that they need to know to work in this field.
Jim, I've been around a lot of engineers in my day, and it's a little bit like being around a doctor, you know. Some of them have better bedside manner than others. I would say you are at the good end of that spectrum. You've got the best bedside manner of any engineer I've been around.
Well, I've tried to label myself along the way as what I used to call the new breed of engineers. Engineers were known in the past for, you know, not making themselves very available. They were guys who wore flannel shirts and big pocket protectors and hid behind racks and didn't communicate very well with staff and folks at the station. But, you know, it's becoming more and more important that engineers have good communication skills and good people skills, you know, because they're working so closely with the staff and so many areas now. You know, I think it's more important than ever that engineers change that stereotype of the way people used to think of them and become, you know, more a part of the planning and the team that, you know, makes the radio station happen on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I would hope that more people would get interested in this branch of engineering, because I would think that there is plenty of room for them to flourish in a field that is, you know, maybe not the most lucrative field out there, but it's pretty good.
Well, the pay is pretty good, but the hours sometimes can be pretty bad. You know, you're on call in you know, a station that's on 24 hours a day. If it goes off in the middle of the night, you've got to get up and go to the transmitter site or to the station or wherever to take care of that. So being on call sometimes is a little bit rough, and, you know, working in bad weather, those kind of things. But, you know, there is some decent money involved in it.
Thanks for being on the show, Jim.
Thank you.
And now from one of WNCW's all-time favorite singer-songwriters, the latest from Malcolm Holcomb.
Satisfaction, best to live alone. Long, crowded days, the young and the foolish never paid mind to the time. Three plays, four quarter, 40 years ago. The pinball racket never stopped. You busted jaws and your black eyes. Ninja dragged along. Go on, spill your guts and complain. And love and love for the change. Don't you worry too much about your pretty little troubles. Thank God you were never the same. Fat, dumb, and happy, kicking up a dust inside. in the hard times we've been going through. I believe every struggle builds in good old days. You ain't done much to live in the blues. No. You won't spill your guts and complain. Ain't nothing left but a chain. You won't worry too much about your pretty little troubles. Thank God you ain't never the same. Same. You ain't never the same. Yeah. Well, that's tough on that one. I'm you were getting down. You beat getting it down. You were getting the down.
Our segue of the week, and the Everly Brothers with Bowling Green. It was a top 40 hit during the summer of 1967. It was the last record the Everlys got into the top 40 until 1984's On the Wings of a Nightingale. A familiar voice ahead of that, Timothy Seth Avett as Darling, and the tune Disappointing You from his solo album is called Four, Roman numeral Four. The Darling moniker is the umbrella for Seth's solo and mainly acoustic work. He started recording as Darling before the Avett Brothers broke out to international acclaim, and this is his first Darling release in 12 years. And Seth considers each of these Darling records to be a self-portrait encapsulating his life at the time of when he made them. To start us, Malcolm Holcomb has his 15th record out now. It's called Pretty Little Troubles, and that was the title track. It was produced by Daryl Scott. He calls Malcolm one of his heroes and says he is the real deal. When asked about himself recently, Malcolm was quoted as saying, "I ain't nothing new under the sun. I just got a different way of slinging baloney against the wall." There you have it. It's episode 13 of WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. Please support the artists that you enjoy hearing on this podcast. Everything that we do here at WNCW, including On the Way Up, is made possible with listener contributions. You can become a member quickly and securely anytime on our website at wncw.org. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. Tune in again. We'll do this next week. Eliza Lynn takes us out with our theme song.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song to the drops coming down. Sing a new song where you are. Sing a new song where the sky. Sing a new